Blog Talk Radio.
The Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't. Yeah, my blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't switch the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to stay grace. And tell me over and over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. No, no, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
That's right, we are on the eve of destruction, and we did it ourselves. We got no one to blame but us, which means we're the only ones that can fix this frickin' problem. The only problem is we just have to do it. Well, how do we do that? Well, here's number one. First, you got to turn off that goddamn Kim Kardashian show. That's number one. Number two, you got to throw away those bags of Cheetos. That's number two. Number three, you got to get your ass off that couch. That's what you got to do. Number four, you got to start researching. You got to get yourself educated. You cannot possibly have an intelligent conversation when you are not educated. And then you got to go to work. You got to do stuff. You see a fire, you put it out. Doesn't matter how big or small it is. If it's too big for you, here's what you do. You get a hold of your friends, you get a hold of your family, you get a hold of your neighbors, you get a hold of anybody. You come together and you put the son of a bitch out. You don't let it burn and let it get bigger and bigger and bigger. Again, I know. It's this whole common sense thing. I know, that's what I suffer from. I suffer from a broken left-handed tongue. I can't speak. And I also suffer from using common sense. Well, I'm unapologetic about it, so I don't give a damn. Unfortunately, we still have 913. God, can we get, 900? Have I been doing this now since we got to 1,000? It is taking forever, and we're still not even 100 days out. Every day gets more painstakingly long. 913 days, 4 hours, 54 minutes, and 26 seconds left of this godforsaken Obama nightmare. But until then, we must remain dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of that cost. Yeah, I know, freedom ain't cheap, so nothing's cheap in this world. Take a trip to the stupid market once in a while? Freedom ain't cheap and we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. And I'm sick and tired of having to deal with it. I hate that word. I want that word removed from the English language. I never want to hear that stupid tyranny word again. Well, you want to be a part of the program tonight? Don't be shy. 646-716-7978. You know it as well as I do. As long as there's one liberal on planet Earth, well, it's a very, very, very busy news day. Well, today, shipmates, is no exception. As always, there still is a growing number of people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. So we must lift our jib and get this freedom shipping away. Yeah, there we are. We're officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mate, shift colors. God, I love that salt air. Arr! All right, before we get to the scuttlebutt of the day, I want to go back and reiterate what I talked about last Friday. I was only going to mention it, and I ended up talking well over 30 minutes. That's how I am. Well, there is another case exactly like Justina Pelletier. Actually, there are more of them. There are tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands. God forbid if there's in the millions. These cases are getting more and more and more. Do we got the media talking about it? Hell no. Why? Well, they're all connected. See, the news corporations are connected with Big Pharma. Yeah. That's right. Who do you think owns NBC? They all are in cahoots with each other. Corporations, Big Pharma, Wall Street, you name it, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call it. They're all in cahoots with each other. However, as American citizens, as free American citizens, intelligent, free American citizens, we can combat this. But again, I know, you got to turn off the Kim Kardashian show, you got to put down the bags and Cheetos, get off the couch, you might even break a sweat. Oh, dear God in heaven. We can't have that. I might have to work, what? Yeah, that's right. You're going to have to work for it. Not only is freedom not cheap, but it requires a lot of work. Blood, sweat, and tears. And if you're not willing to, put in the work, you don't deserve any of the benefits. You don't deserve freedom if you're not willing to work for it. This kid's name is Isaiah Ryder, 16 years old, suffers from neurofibromatosis. Now, what the hell is that? Well, that's a disease that causes tumors to grow on your nerves. Extremely painful. Well, his mother, Michelle, which I am in contact with Nancy Rubenstein, and she told me today that she is contacting Michelle. Michelle wants to come on this program, so we're working our way to get her on the program. We are going to hear from this kid's mother exactly what her story is, just like Lou Pelletier went all over Fox. Well, she's going to come on here. This stuff has got to stop. This woman is tore up. Imagine that. Imagine your child taken away from you. Now imagine what your child is going through. Imagine what Justina Pelletier went through at 14 years old. This girl has been from one hospital to the next, and now she's taken away because her father dared to argue. That's right. That's not only the parents' right to argue, that's their responsibility, their duty as a parent. But now, oh no, that's a crime. You can't argue with a doctor. Who are you? You didn't go to medical school. You can't argue with a doctor. They know you don't. Like you can't argue with a politician. You see, they won an election. See, now once you win an election, a lot of people don't know this, but once you win an election, you get special powers. That's right. You don't have to follow the law like everybody else does. You can cheat. You can steal. You can rob. You can rape. You can murder. But if you're a citizen, you can't do that, you see. And then if you, the bigger election that you get, well, the more powers you get. And if you are lucky to win the presidency, well, you get a magic pen and you get a magic phone. Now, just think of how much power you can have with a pen and a phone. Well, this kid, Isaiah Ryder, who has been all over the country, every hospital that the mother could afford to take him to. Well, he's got this debilitating disease that is causing him incredible pain. So they go to Lori's Children's Hospital in Chicago. They were Boston Children's Hospital, which I was told that Boston Children's Hospital specifically told Lori's Children's Hospital not to treat him. So what do? They call DCF. Well, what does DCF do? Well, they only know one thing, and that's how to kidnap kids and use them as lab rats. Yeah, that's right. They are using these kids as lab rats, performing medical experiments, just like the Nazis did in the 30s. The Japanese did it to the Chinese in the 20s. People have been doing this to people for centuries. However, in the 21st century, in the United States of America, that is unacceptable. Do we have any grand juries? Oh, no, because we don't have the DOJ involved. We don't have the FBI involved. We don't even have the media involved. Well, if you're going to kidnap a kid and you're going to perform medical experiments on them, as far as I'm concerned, that's the death penalty. Screw life in prison. There's no excuse why the American people should have to pay to keep you alive. After what you did to these kids, you don't deserve life. You took their life and their family's life away. And you deserve life? No, you don't. As far as I'm concerned, that punk-ass bitch doctor there at Boston Children's Hospital, 7 months out of medical school, this guy's, what is he, a super genius? I mean, there's doctors that have been performing medicine or practicing medicine for over 20 years. 30 years, 40 years, they don't know everything. No human being knows everything when it comes to medicine. No human being knows anything when it comes to anything. I don't give a damn what it is. But psychotherapist or whatever the hell she is, that Bongiorno, that Judge Johnston, that creep, that friggin' governor, Governor Patrick, you're a pathetic human being. If you are a human being, human beings, as far as I know, don't act that way. So what the hell are you? Huh? Huh? Well, let me put this in the chat room here. This is a link, and this is to the mother's Facebook page. And she's got a video that her son made. See, now her son is not allowed to contact her. See, he was calling her. Well, he got in trouble for contacting and talking to his mother. Imagine that. You call your mom because you've been kidnapped and taken as a ward of the state, property of the state. And now they dictate to you who you can and cannot speak to, and you're not allowed to speak to your own mother? Well, that's true. They punish him if he does. Imagine that. Imagine getting punished for wanting to speak to your mom after you've been kidnapped. Wow. That's pathetic. That is absolutely friggin' pathetic. All right, here it is in the chat room right here. If not, you can go back on last Friday's show. I have it up there in the comments section. I want you to watch this video. This video... is Isaiah Ryder pleading to come home, begging anybody, please listen to my story. My mother did nothing wrong, and she didn't. She argued because the hospital was using these very, very heavy drugs, very strong medications, and they weren't helping. Well, the hospital says that, the mother wanted the hospital to use heavier drugs, and they argued with the doctor, so they had to take the child away. Parent, that's your right as a parent to argue with a doctor. That's your right as a patient to argue with a doctor. It's okay to argue with a doctor. If you're wrong, you're wrong. If he's wrong, he's wrong. So, it's your body. You have the right to refuse medical attention if you don't want it. And you as a parent have the right to decide what kind of medical attention your child, which is your responsibility, not the hospital's responsibility, not the state's responsibility, but your responsibility as a parent. That's your responsibility. But you can't do that now. You're not a doctor. Even though she was a hospice nurse, I mean, doesn't that count? At least she was in the medical facility or in the medical business for a while. 16 years. I know she's just taking care of old people and people that are dying, but still, you got to know a little bit of something. You can't just be a hospice nurse right off the street. You got to know some things. Well, again, this hospital claimed medical abuse against the parent. Well, here's something else with this now. What the hell is this? I got it here. He is a an Indian. Exactly what tribe I'm not really familiar, but there is a law in the books. It's called the Indian Child Welfare Act, the ICWA. It was passed in Congress in 1978. And the reason for this particular act is Indians were having problems with governments and private agencies and the public taking children away from them. So they had to pass a law that says you can't take away children from the Indian tribes, which you shouldn't have to pass an act of Congress to say you can't kidnap a child. Again, you can't put common sense down in law. You just have to have it. Well, evidently, this violates this particular law. Now, why it's just for Indians, I don't know. To me, that doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. I can understand why they would want to put something in here when all these Indian kids are being taken away from their parents. But you don't need to put any – you don't need an act of Congress. We've already got laws on the books for that. You can't kidnap people. Kidnapping has been on the books for how long now? How many centuries have human beings realized that kidnapping was a crime? And now, in 1978, we didn't realize it. We had to put it in the books, but only for Indians. Only for the Native Americans. You can't do it for anybody else. Well, I don't care if this kid's a Native American. I don't care what he is. He's a human being. That's how I look at it. His nationality, his color, that has nothing to do with it. He's a human being. You don't kidnap human beings. You don't perform medical experiments on them. It's pretty simple. Pretty simple. Well, they're doing it. And they're not going to stop until, well, we get people involved like we did with Justina Pelletier. And as soon as he finally gets home, well, we're going to have to do it again and again and again. I'd like to still like to know why the FBI and the DOJ isn't involved in this. Why isn't the mainstream media involved in this? Well, again, Big Pharma. I mean, is Big Pharma, do they run, are they running this entire country now with their friggin' drugs? And don't take any drugs. If you're out there and some stupid doctor out there wants to give you some kind of pill or some kind of this or some kind of that, you got to be careful. They put that in your chart that they gave you whatever drug it is. Well, the government can look at that and go, well, you had this drug. You're mentally ill. Guess what? Give us your firearm. Well, that's what it's coming down to. Don't think for 1 second that it ain't, because it is. And this crap has got to stop, a kidnapping kid. So I'm hoping that Michelle Ryder, the mother, gets a hold of this program as fast as possible. I know she's rather busy right now. I understand that. And I'm patient. And I will be patient. She is, I'm here. I'm not going anywhere, Michelle. So you're welcome on this program anytime you want. You don't even need an invitation. The number is 646-716-7978. You call me anytime. I'm on the air Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Call me up and you got the floor. Whatever I'm talking about at that particular time is now gone. Whatever you want to talk about, you tell me your story. You tell America your story. We're going to put it on YouTube. We're going to put it here. We're going to put it there. We're going to get your kid home. But it's going to take the American people to get involved. We want our freedom back. It's going to take the American people to get involved. We want to secure the border. It's going to take the American people to get involved. Well, now we have Governor Perry, who seems to be the only one in government right now that is acting like a president. When I listened to his speech today, we're going to play this speech. Well, it's not really a speech. It's a little press conference. He didn't take questions. But when I'm listening to this press conference that he had, I was thinking to myself, you know what? This sounds like something that our president should be saying right now, but not a governor. A governor? A governor shouldn't be saying, and this should be the president saying this. But it's not. It's a governor. A governor. He wants to put 1,000 guardsmen on the border, which I don't have a problem with it. The only problem is it's going to take a hell of a lot more than just 1,000. Me, myself, I'm looking at 500,000 National Guard troops from all 50 states participating on the border and securing it. That's what it's going to take. And we can muster up 500,000 people. They're spending over $1.3 million a week. Or is it a day? Doesn't really matter. It's a lot of money. We got 92.5 million people out of work. Give some of these people a job, man. Let them go down to the border and stand there and defend it. Sorry, Chico, you ain't coming over here. You got to turn around and go back home. Not coming on this land. This is sovereign territory. You are violating our rights. We're not going to bring you here. We're not going to give you food. We're not going to give you welfare. We're not going to give you shelter. We're not even going to give you jail. You're going to turn your ass around and go back home. You want to come here? We welcome you. We do not have a problem with you coming here, but you're going to have to do it the correct way. My family did, your family did, all families did. You don't like it? That's not our problem. That's your problem. Keep your damn drug cartels to yourself. We don't want them, Mexico. If we had a responsible president, first of all, Mexico would have been invaded. We'd have taken them over. And if we don't get our sergeant, our Marine sergeant, our war hero, you know the guy that went to Afghanistan twice to kill for the president, to fight for his rights? Has the president even mentioned his name? Does he even know about it? Well, it all depends if CNN covered it or not. Because that's where he gets his news from, CNN. Yeah, CNN is not exactly the most reliable news source out there. But, I mean, that's just me. So let's go ahead and play this. And the reason why I want to play this in its entirety is because I could talk about what he said, but I want you to hear from him. From his own words, this is something that a president, our president right now, should be saying. But our president isn't. He's golfing. He's worried about his next vacation. And did you hear the president, speaking of the president, God almighty, what the president said today, I mean, was, he was talking about that jet airliner that was, the Malaysian airliner that was brought down by either the Russians or the Russian separatists. As far as I'm concerned, what the hell's a frickin' difference? There isn't. So it really doesn't matter. But he's out there. I mean, what he said was nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing. He didn't give an ultimatum. He didn't say this, or you need to do this, or we're going to do that. He didn't even give any sanctions. I didn't even know why the guy even went out there and spoke. What was the point? What, is your teleprompter tired? Huh, sweetie? Huh? Well, give it a cup of coffee. Maybe give it a couple of lines of cocaine. Wake the damn thing up. But this is what a president should be saying about our border crisis as we speak. Go ahead and play this.
So thank you all for being with us today. It's been approximately a month since I visited a federal detention facility in McAllen and saw firsthand the human tragedy unfolding along our southern border. The plight of these unaccompanied alien children has rightfully captured the national attention as we learn the details of their harrowing journeys. Equally as concerning, however, is the fact that unaccompanied children only make up 20% of those apprehended crossing the border illegally. And as the brave men and women of our Border Patrol are pulled away from their law enforcement duties to give humanitarian aid, drug cartels, human traffickers, individual criminals are exploiting this tragedy for their own criminal opportunities. Over the years, I have repeatedly called on the federal government to live up to its responsibility of protecting this great nation by securing the border. Because if there is no national security, you cannot have that without border security. Since 2008, more than 203,000 criminal aliens have been booked into Texas County jails. Over the course of their criminal careers, these individuals have committed more than 640,000 crimes. And that is in the state of Texas alone. This includes more than 3,000 homicides, from more than 6,600 per week to 4,200 per week in that area of operation. This is a clear indication that the increased patrol presence and the coordinated law enforcement efforts between our local, state, and federal partners, including the Department of Public Safety personnel, our Texas Parks and Wildlife wardens, and others, are having a deterrent effect on criminal and illegal activity along the border. The National Guard's troops that I am deploying will support the state-led border surge by acting as a force multiplier on the ground and providing additional air assets beyond their current efforts. These additional resources will help combat the brutal Mexican drug cartels that are preying upon our communities, and also will help deter others before they have a chance to harm our citizens and become criminal aliens within our borders.
Now, did you hear that? Only 20% of those apprehended are alien children. Now, weren't we told that they were all children? There was no adults coming over here? Were we told that? Were we told that it was all just kids, just little babies, just little children coming across? Well, I knew that was bogus from the very beginning. But there are a lot of kids. I'm not saying that there aren't. And a lot of these kids are dying. A lot of these people are dying. And I don't care if they're kids or not. Look, I know they're out looking for a better life. They've been lied to. They've been told that they're going to come over here and get all this good stuff. They are, but at some point they're going to have to go back. Country can't, we can't afford them all coming over here. This is ridiculous. And I'm sorry, but I 1,000 troops, okay, fine. I know that's going to, you know, it's a good start. But we're going to need at least 500,000 troops. If we can get 500,000 people, we got 92.5 million people out of work. We can find 500,000 people that we can put on the border, at least. If not, maybe a million. We got to protect the border. The country isn't, I mean, the federal government isn't, so the citizens have to do it. You cannot expect the government to coddle you, to handle you, to take care of you. They're not going to do it. They don't know how to do it. They don't have the resources. They don't have the intelligence to do it. The only one who can take care of you is you. And a show of force is not only the best deterrent, but as far as I know, I can't think of another deterrent, is the only deterrent. We have to show, we have to present a show of force. Look, a show of force works. Just the way it is. Now we've got Democrats and we've got border sheriffs now. They're criticizing this plan. They're calling it an ill-conceived militarization. Really? Ill-conceived militarization. Really? Well, then how do you expect to secure the border? Oh, that's right. It's already secure. According to Harry Reid, according to the president, oh, yeah, the border's secure. Oh, yeah, you're damn right it's secure. I just wonder how long before the DOJ gets involved in this and is going to call Governor Perry's actions unconstitutional. I wonder if he's going to sue Governor Perry for this. I wonder if he's going to do that. Seems like something he would do. Well, now we've got these border agents. They're unable to go home. They're spending their own money living in a hotel because they're afraid to go home. They've got border agents that are coming down with all these crazy diseases and all these flus and sicknesses and illnesses and all this crap, and they don't want to give it to their family. I don't blame them. You got little kids, and they're telling you, if you've got children, anybody under the age, I think it's, what, 3 or 4, don't go down to the border. Because you get a disease, you may be able to, your body may be able to combat it, but your child may not. So these border agents, they know that. So they're not, they can't even go home. I'd like to see the border patrol go on strike. That's what I'd really like to see. No, we're not going to do this. We're not changing any diapers. We're not making any sandwiches. We're not wiping any butts. We're not taking anybody to Walmart. We're securing that border. We're not allowing people to come in. The federal government doesn't want to do it, well, then Border Patrol, they need to go on strike. Screw them. I don't know what the hell else to do. We got a so-called Speaker of the House which I guess maybe Obama gave him his mom genes? Is that it, Mrs. Boehner? Did Obama give you his mom genes? Is that it, sweetie? Huh? You want to take him to court? I mean, here this man deserted his post the very moment he found out that our embassy was on fire, our ambassador had gone missing, we're under attack. He goes upstairs and eats. Never once making it down to the Situation Room. Valerie Goebbels and the dude were the ones in charge of the Situation Room. Imagine that. Imagine being a four-star general and you have to take orders from the dude. Imagine that. Well, that wouldn't go very well with me. If I was either the Secretary of Defense or the Chief of Staff, four-star general, I guarantee you I would have been fired that night. I would have demanded the president get his ass down here and start doing his job. And I would be screaming at him. I wouldn't let go. I wouldn't care. So what, just because you're a president, you're beyond reproach? No, you deserted your post. You're going to get your ass chewed. You're going to get down here. You're going to do your job. And if you got to fire me over it, well, then do it. At least take a stand. But did they do it? No. They both defended the president's actions. Now, that's pathetic. Do we got anybody in the military anymore? Do we got a general anymore? I haven't seen a general in I don't know how long. Honey, you seen any generals? Honey, generals, you seen any generals? She ain't seen them. I ain't seen them. You ain't seen them. None of us have seen them. We don't have a military. We don't have a president. Do we have anybody? Well, we got you, we got me, we got at least half the country that understands this stuff. Okay, fine. We're getting on these programs and we're bitching, pissing, and moaning. Okay, fine. That's good. But we need to do more. We can no longer accept stuff. If it doesn't sound right, don't accept it. You don't have to accept it just because the government tells you to accept it. Just because your college professor tells you to accept it, just because your neighbor or your boss, or your mom or your dad or your brother. You don't have to accept it. And if you do accept it, then you deserve it. Well, I won't accept it and I don't deserve it. I mean, my God, these Border Patrol agents can't even go home. And they're out there doing a job that is, first of all, they're chasing their tail. What are they doing? It's Border Patrol. Border Patrol. They are to secure the border. They're not there to open the doors and come on in. I'm making sandwiches. Come on in. Bring your little babies. We'll change their diapers. Come on in. Oh, don't worry about all the diseases you got. That's all right. We'll just put you on an airplane and send you into Massachusetts. We'll send you into Utah. We'll send you anywhere we can find a place to put you. Don't worry about it. We'll give here's an EBT card. We'll get on the bus over here. We're going to Walmart. Unbelievable. Well, at least Governor Perry is at least taking a stand. He's at least acting like he's in charge. I know governors can only do so much with the federal government. Okay, fine. I'd really like to see Texas threaten to secede. I know Governor Perry doesn't want to go down that road. There's obvious reasons why he doesn't want to go down the road, but what the hell else? Well, I mean, what are we supposed to do? I'm sorry, but we're going to have to start taking some more drastic measures here. These civil conversations and the pussyfooting around and diplomacy. Screw diplomacy. If it's right, it's right. If it's wrong, it's wrong. There's nothing diplomatic. There's no room for diplomacy. You're wrong. There's no room to be diplomatic. But we don't got anybody like that. We need a few people like that. We need to have a Speaker of the House who understands what his role of Speaker of the House is, what his role very plainly laid out in our nation's Constitution. Right here it is. I'm holding on to it. The government hasn't taken this one away from me yet. They're never going to get this one. This is mine. There are many like it, but this one is mine. They cannot have it. Mr. Boehner, you have the power of the purse, but you don't want to play that game because, well, the Democratic Senate, they won't go along with it, so we're just going to be... No, you have to fight. Who cares what the other side is going to do? You got to worry about what your side is going to do. Stand up and fight. Stand up and fight. Sell it. If you've got something that you want to get done, you've got to sell it. The president doesn't understand that. He wants to get laws passed, so he just says, this is what I want passed, and if the Congress doesn't pass it, he just takes out his magic pen and makes it into law. Well, Mr. Boehner, if you want the president to start following the Constitution, well, you have to sell that. You got to take some drastic measures. You got to take a stand. Take your little mommy jeans off. Wipe your tears. Put down your packs of cigarettes. Get out of that damn tanning booth. Go to work. A lawsuit? Because of what he did with the Defense of Marriage Act? What, are you nuts? What the hell is that? How about deserting his post during an act of war? How about facilitating weapons in the hands of Al-Qaeda? How about facilitating the weapons in the hands of the Mexican drug cartels, which he is allowing to cross our border right now? Probably with the guns that he allowed to them to get. How about the IRS? You can't put that in your lawsuit? You can't put Benghazi, Fast and Furious? You can't put the IRS in there? He's got a little bit of Obamacare. Ooh. How about the stimulus packages? I mean, my God, the list goes on and on for all the cases to impeach this president. He wants to do a lawsuit? And what is that going to do? We've got, what, less than 2 years left. You really think you're going to get something done within that 2 years? You think the president's going to start following the Constitution after this lawsuit, even if you do win? No. How? For what? He doesn't have to. You are not holding him responsible with a lawsuit, Mr. Boehner. Or should I say Mrs. Boehner? Because you're acting like a Mrs. Grow a pair, will you? My God. Sarah Palin's got a bigger pair of balls than you, Mrs. Boehner. Jesus God almighty, this stuff just irritates me. My God. I mean, this is common sense stuff. I mean, I can see if we're dealing with quantum physics, you know, rocket science, that kind of stuff. I can see where the American people could be a little confused, but this is common sense. There is no confusion. There is no confusion here, Mrs. Boehner. You big baby. These are now the diseases that are now in our country. They're taking these kids and they're putting them on airplanes. Well, once some of these diseases get inside these airplanes, anybody who comes on after them is going to get it too. Buses, trains, planes, taxis, walking around the streets, tuberculosis. Now, tuberculosis, that's a pretty bad disease. It's hard to get rid of. Lice, okay, fine. Lice is not exactly life-threatening, but it is dirty, can create havoc, can bring other diseases as well. See, bugs carry diseases. And it's very easy for an insect to carry disease and then transport it into you, especially after they bite you. Gabies, chicken pox. Let me tell you something about chicken pox. If you're an adult and you've never had chicken pox and you get it, it can be very deadly, especially if you're old. viral and bacterial pneumonia. My God. Well, let me tell you something about pneumonia. I have literally came within hours of death of pneumonia. I've gotten it a number of times. Pneumonia is not fun. And you are wiped out. First time I got it, I was wiped out for over 2 years. I finally got back into shape. 2 years with pneumonia. They tried everything. They couldn't get rid of it. Finally, the fourth antibiotic finally worked. I was one sick individual, let me tell you. And I got tired quick. 2 years afterwards, I still was wiped out. Adults get pneumonia. It's not good. Well, I've been good for the last, 3 years. I got it twice. I got rid of it. 2 or 3 years later, I get it again. And it whooped me hard. Maybe next year, I don't know. I don't have any control over it, but I do know that when you get it, and as an adult, it can kill you. People can die from pneumonia. Dengue fever? Okay, dengue fever is something that, I mean, that's a tropical disease, man. We don't have that here. Well, we've got it now. Maybe this is why our president didn't want to go down to the border. He didn't want to get sick. Oh. Well, I guess I can understand, you know, in under normal circumstances, why the Secret Service staff would not want the president to go down to a place where there's lots of diseases. However, this man created this mess. He should be down there. Governor Perry's down there. He's not afraid of it. But the president, well, he can't come down there. He can't get sick. Why? Well, he's a leader of the country. Really? I thought leaders of the country led. Don't leaders lead? What's he doing? Oh, that's right, leading from behind, which isn't leading, as far as I know. I mean, if you're leading, aren't you in front? See, I watch the car races every weekend, and I've never once seen the 43rd car win a car race for coming in last. Doesn't work that way. It's always the car who crosses the finish line first wins the race. So leading is not from behind. Leading is up in front. But that's me. Again, I know the common sense thing. I know. There I go. I'm a whack job. I'm a weirdo. And contrary to what the Obama administration has been saying publicly, many of those coming in here illegally are not receiving the basic medical screening prior to being sent out all over the country. See, they don't have all the resources. They don't have all the doctors. Well, I guess all those doctors are out helping veterans. Huh? Can you believe the veterans still don't have a doctor? How long has this been? 4 months now? I mean, how does this man get away with it? How does this man sleep at night? That's what I'd like to know. Mr. Obama, are you even conscious? Are you aware of the destruction that you are creating? I think you are. I think you're proud of it. You must be. You keep creating more of it. Me personally, I would not be able to sleep with this. There's no way in hell I would be able to sleep knowing that my Joint Chiefs of Staff comes up to me. My top general, my Secretary of Defense. Hey, Mr. President. Yeah, you see our embassy there in Libya, Benghazi? Well, it's under attack. It's on fire. They've got machine guns. They've got mortars. We can't find the ambassador. He's gone missing. And if I would have gone upstairs to eat, first of all, I wouldn't have been hungry. And even if I was hungry, my appetite would have been gone. Boom. And if I still was hungry when I made it down to the Situation Room, I'm pretty sure that the president could have picked up his magic phone, called his personal chef to bring in some sandwiches. But did he do it? No. And then after he gets done eating, you know he had to go outside and smoke a couple of cigarettes. Because there's nothing like a cigarette after a good meal. And then he gets on the horn with Netanyahu. For what? Well, because he's a coward. He doesn't want to go down there. I mean, if he was really worried about dissing Benjamin Netanyahu, maybe he shouldn't have dissed him in the first place. Then he wasn't worried about trying to kiss and make up with Netanyahu. He hates Netanyahu. Sometimes I wish Netanyahu was our president, or at least somebody close to it. I mean, that's all I'm at. I'm just asking, look, the only thing I want out of my president is to have read and fully understand our nation's constitution. Now, if that's asking for too much, well, then fine. I'm asking for too much. I'm asking for too much, and I demand too much. I will accept none other than too much. The Constitution, it's not even that long. I mean, you ever read the Magna Carta? My God. Thing is what? 25 gazillion pages? This is short, sweet, and to the damn point. And it's not difficult to comprehend. My God, just what this man has done just to the preamble of the Constitution is grounds for impeachment. But we get a lawsuit that will sit right next to the Department of Justice's contempt charge, which is sitting right next to Lois Lerner's contempt charge, which, by the way, we're finding out now, they had another computer crash. They got all these computer crashes. See, they're finding out more people that she actually came in contact with. So anybody that Lois Lerner came in contact with, well, they got to have a computer crash. Computers don't just crash like that. Come on. Come on. It's deliberate. Which, as far as I'm concerned, if your computer crashed, okay, well, you lost the information. Well, then you did something wrong. As far as I'm concerned, you're guilty. Go straight to the White House. What happened with the IRS is straight to the White House. And they're doing everything they can to protect this president, along with our Speaker of the House, Mrs. Boehner. Why are you protecting this president, Mrs. Boehner, huh? Huh? Does old Barry, does he got pictures of you with little boys in cowboy suits or something? What has he got on you? What does old Barry Satoro have on you, Mrs. Boehner, huh? We know you're wearing his mom jeans, but what does he have on you? Huh? Unbelievable. Well, an international memo, God, memos, an internal memo, not an international, an internal memo from an official with the Health and Human Services Department has admitted to the breakdown of the medical screening. They've admitted it. This is what makes me sick. These people, they come out and they admit it. And what do we do? Oh, well. That's the government. What are you going to do? You know, some people live. Some people die. It's just the government. Blah, 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 blah. But they're putting these people, and they're not children. They're adults. And they've got people coming over here that are in their 30s, trying to act like they're 17 so they can go to school, so they can stay here. They think they're going to get amnesty. Well, if this president gets his way, yeah, they are going to get amnesty. But it's going to take the American people to fight this. We're not going to get any fight from anybody in Congress. We might get a couple. We might get Chaffetz. Might get Gowdy. Might get Gomer. But that's not enough. It's going to take the American people. We got to put our leaders' feet to the fire. And if they do, they do a bad job, we've got to get rid of them. Why you people in Ohio, why you voted to bring Mr. Boehner back, I don't know. What is wrong with you in Ohio? Huh? Is there something wrong with the water? Is the water toxic? It's melting your brain? What the hell's going on in Ohio? Wake up. All right, let's get into my treasure chest here today. I'm pissed off. We got a lot to talk about. And I can't. I'm at the point sometimes, I mean, I do lose sleep over this crap. I shouldn't, but then again, I should. We all should be losing sleep over this crap. I was listening a little bit today, Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck, for about 5 minutes, just in the middle of a million other things that I was doing. And Sean said, yeah, you know, you and me, we both worry about where the country's going to be in 10 years. And my first thought into my head, I said, 10 years, I'm worried about what's going to happen in 10 seconds. Well, Glenn Beck immediately came back and said, I'm worried about what's going to happen in 10 minutes. So me and Glenn, obviously, we're on the same page. But it is true. I mean, where we're going to be in 10 years, I mean, we can't think about where we're going to be in 10 years. We have to think about where we are right now. We're never going to make it to 10 years if we can't figure out where the hell we are right now and start going in the right direction. How the hell are we going to get to 10 years? We can't even get to right now. Well, it's going to take the American people. And it means we're going to have to step on some toes, poke a few eyeballs, slap a few cheeks, and kick a few asses. It's okay. It's all right. It's okay to stand up. It's okay to get a little angry. It's okay to demand a little more. Okay, not to accept what these people are cramming down your throat. It's okay not to accept it. It's not okay just to open wide and take in everything that they give you. Without question, we have to question our leaders every single day. That's, again, that's not only our right, but that's our responsibility, and that's our duty as a free American. That's our duty. We got to follow this Constitution too, you know, not just for the government and law enforcement. We too. We have to make sure, everybody has to make sure that we're following the Constitution. It's called checks and balances. It's okay to check up on your government, making sure they're doing their job. It's okay to do that. It's also okay to tell your government that they're not doing the right job and to start doing the right job. And if they don't, it's okay to get rid of them. It's not okay, like you did in Ohio, to re-vote for John Boehner to come back into office. And now what? Now Ohio's stuck. They can't vote for a Democrat. That's the last damn thing we need in Congress right now is another friggin' Democrat. But what's the difference? What's the difference between John Boehner and the Democrat? I don't know. Not much as far as I can see. And then he has the audacity to tell the American people last year that he's never once broken a conservative principle? Excuse me, Mrs. Boehner. Roughly $4 trillion in debt under your tenure, and you're going to tell me you've never broken one conservative principle? I thought smoking crack cocaine was illegal in this country. Well, unless you're Speaker of the House, I guess you can smoke it. You must be smoking something. I don't know what the hell you're on. But you can't come out and make a statement like that without being on some kind of drug. Unless you're just a goddamned idiot. Well, now the bodies of 300 passengers now and the crew aboard the Malaysia Airlines that were shot down over Ukraine are finally being turned over to the Dutch authorities. They put them in refrigerated boxcars, and they're sending them over to the Dutch. They're also going to be releasing the black boxes. So I guess that little speech that Obama said today outside the White House, that really helped. Them Russians are really listening to that Obama. Boy, they're shaking in their little boots. Well, those black boxes, we know they've destroyed the crime scene, but let's look at it this way. First of all, the black boxes is not going to tell us who shot the plane down. The black boxes at this point, as far as I'm concerned, are irrelevant. What are they going to tell us? We know the plane was shot down by a missile, a Buk missile. But what we don't know is who pulled the trigger. Was it the Russians or was it the Russian separatists? And as far as I know, there's really not much difference. So who actually pulled the trigger? I don't know. Maybe nobody knows. There's a lot of theory in there, and I think the theory that the Russian separatists thought it was a certain plane, so they shot it down. These people obviously don't know what the hell they're doing. And if you're going to give a sophisticated piece of equipment, missile system, which according to Oliver North, it takes like 2 years to learn how to operate the damn thing. You got to go through 2 years of training to learn how to operate it. Well, maybe the Russians could come up with a better system where you don't need 2 years to operate it. Well, somebody shot it down, and somebody needs to pay the price for it. Well, who started it? Well, I mean, you could point your finger all day long. You could also point the finger at Obama for allowing Putin to come in and take it over. You really think that Putin would have taken over Crimea if Ronald Reagan was president? Hell friggin' no. Hell no. And you can't, you know, and I was thinking about this today, you know, Reagan was tough, but Reagan also had the greatest military, the biggest military, the strongest military, military with the best weaponry. We had a strong economy. We had American pride. Remember American pride? Remember that? Remember when the country had pride, when we loved America? Yeah, there was always a jackass here and there that would burn an American flag, but they were very few and far between. Now, they're in our government, all over our government. They're running our government. They're running our police forces. They're running our military. We don't have anybody with American pride anymore. We got me. We got you. We got some people. But the people in charge, no, they don't have American. You think this president has American pride? He hates this country. His wife hates this country. I think every Democrat hates this country. Well, they'll come out and tell you how patriotic they are. They'll wear their little lapel pin with the flag. Yeah, look at me. I love my country. No, you don't. Patriotism is not in a lapel pin. Patriotism is inside your heart, your mind. That's where patriotism is. I don't have a problem with lapel pins. I've got them, and I wear them. I wear them on my jackets. I wear them on my shirts. My navy pea coat, which I still wear in the winter. I got my United States flag lapel pin on it. Got a couple of suits with lapel pin. I got American flags. I don't have a problem with that. But that's not what the patriotism is. The real patriotism, the true patriotism, is inside of you. Your actions show your patriotism. And Democrats, you have, your actions have not shown any American pride, any patriotism whatsoever. Just a complete opposite. Well, if you people don't like this country so much, you can leave. We don't have a problem with that. I know for a fact that I don't have a problem with you leaving. Matter of fact, I request that you do leave. And as fast as possible. The quicker you liberals, you commies, you Marxists, get the hell out of here, well, the quicker we can start cleaning up this mess and getting back to a free country again. Wouldn't that be nice? We could be able to follow the Bill of Rights. Remember that? Remember those Bill of Rights? God, it's been a long time since I've seen them Bill of Rights. Honey, you seen the Bill of Rights? He hadn't seen them. Go back to your Kim Kardashian show. Shut up. Well, now we've got Obama, who's now attacked the Second Amendment again. He hates that Second Amendment because he's afraid. Well, you should be. That's the point. That's the point of the Second Amendment, is to keep the government afraid of the people. That's how we get freedom. That's how we keep our freedom. Well, he doesn't like that. Of course he doesn't like that. Kings don't like that. Kings don't like it when you take away their power. Kings don't like it when you take away their pen. Kings don't like it when you take away their phone. Kings don't like it when you have to get off the golf course. You got to put down your cheeseburgers. Then you got to go down to the Situation Room and send troops over there to help save an embassy. They don't like that. He was bothered that our embassy was under attack. He wanted to go up in Eads. He's got a fundraising speech he's got to go over. He doesn't have time for all these war games. Nobody has time for war games. But when you're attacked, you got to play the game. You got to attack back. You got to at least first, before you can attack back, you got to start defending yourself. We never even defended ourselves. And Mr. Boehner, did you put that in your little lawsuit? Huh? It's grounds for impeachment. Our commander-in-chief, ahead of all military, deserted his post. He is no less of a deserter than Private Bergdahl. And Private Bergdahl is not a sergeant. You do not get promoted for deserting. I don't care what the Army did, I don't care what the Pentagon said, I don't care. He's a private, not a sergeant. He's not even in jail. Yeah, they let him out. Yeah, no, he's got a regular desk job now. Oh, yeah. He's living high on the hog. He's getting pretty close here. He's got over $300,000 about to come to his bank account. He should be tried for desertion. He should spend at least 25 years in jail for this. I mean, if we were, I mean, just think, but 50 years ago, he would have been shot. Maybe even less than 50 years ago. In Vietnam, I think they shot some people who deserted. But now, well, we got to give him a promotion. Give him a cozy little desk job. Oh, yeah. You know what else is weird? He still hasn't talked to his parents. I don't understand that. He still has had any communication with his parents. I mean, here his dad is wearing his best Taliban costume out there praising Allah. And his son doesn't even want to talk to him. What's going on with that whole family? The whole family is weird, man. That's a weird, very odd family. I don't know what the hell the story is with that. We don't have a decent enough media to really dig deep into it. But there's a backstory there. A crazy backstory. I want to feel sorry for Mama. I want to give his mother some sympathy. I really do. In my heart of hearts, I want to give her some sympathy. I really, really do. I can't do it. I've tried. And I can't. I just can't. Now, this woman knows that her son deserted. It's not like she didn't know. She got the emails. She's got her husband dressing up like the Taliban every day. Her husband is a peeping Tom. We talked about that story. That's right. Old Daddy Bergdahl is a peeping Tom. He was peeping Toms on these twins. I think they were 16 years old. Look at them, watching them while they were in the shower. He drives, I think it's for UPS. It's some company like that. I think it's UPS. So instead of delivering packages, he stops his truck and goes around the corner over there and peeping into these girls' bathroom as they're taking a shower. What kind of creep is this? Dressing up like the Taliban, being a peeping Tom? Well, they called the cops and this and that, and of course he lied his way out of it. But still, I mean, what the hell kind of a family is that? I don't know. That whole story just drives me nuts. Well, anyway, getting back to what I started on. Obama now has exploited the conflict in Ukraine to target the importation of the popular AK line of firearms, manufactured by Kalashnikov. Well, see, what he's doing, he's blocking all firearms from being sold because he thinks that he's going to hurt Russia. Really? You're going to hurt Russia? You're not hurting Russia with this. You're hurting the American people with this because you're taking away their rights. They've got the firearms. Well, now you got a firearm. Well, now you can't buy any bullets for it. Now you can't buy any parts for it. So if your AK-47 breaks down, well, you're screwed. If you do get a part, you're going to be paying through the nose for it. And now you're not allowed to get any ammunition. Anything this man can do to destroy the Second Amendment, he's going to do. Anything this man can do to destroy anything American, this man is going to do. And the best that we can do is a lawsuit. What is that lawsuit going to do, Mrs. Boehner, huh, sweetie? It's going to be a big, fat waste of friggin' time. And this committee on Benghazi, again, another waste of time. I knew they were going to break my heart. I knew it. I want to know why the president deserted his post. I want to know why no help was sent. Presidents upstairs have supposedly in the Oval Office getting updates, whatever that is. Well, you want updates? You get your ass in the Situation Room. That's where you get the updates. And you shouldn't be getting any updates. It's all right there. It's all coming in right there. Updates? What's an update? Somebody comes in and tells you, yeah, the ambassador's still got a cattle prod up his ass. Oh, okay, thanks. What the hell's an update? An update? Update? You're getting an update? Update. You're in getting an update. An update. Think about that. An update. The Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control. Like, we need that? We need another office? We need another agency? How about the agency of impeaching the president? That's the agency I want to be in. Attempted to soften the blow by stating that the executive order does not outlaw the Kalashnikov firearms legally purchased in the United States prior to the ban. Well, gee, that helps out a lot. And again, you can't get a part, can't get any bullets for it, but you can have the gun. Punishing the Russians. He's punishing the Americans. Any way this man can punish America, he's going to do. Why? I don't know. Why does this president hate this? Why do people hate this country other than jealous? What are you jealous of? Freedom? Well, there's no reason to be jealous of freedom. If you want freedom, you can get it too. You're going to have to work for it. You might have to fight a war for it like we did a number of times, but you can do it. If you really want freedom, you can get it, but you're going to have to work for it. So instead of working for it, the rest of the world's idea is just bring down America. See, this is how Marxists and communists and socialists think. They think if you bring the top down to the bottom, well, then you've got equality. Well, yeah, I guess in one sense you do have equality because everybody's poor. Is that what you want with equality? Better idea. If you really want equality, or at least the strife for equality, you don't bring the top down. You bring the bottom up. I know, there I go again with that damn common sense of mine. My God in heaven, where did I get this from? I'm embarrassed that I got this common sense. I got to find a way to get this common sense out of me. Tearing me up inside. It's a disease. Well, I wish it was contagious. I really do. I wish common sense was contagious. But it's not. Now in Iraq, well, I don't know what we're looking at here, but as far as I can see, it looks like we've got a little bit of a Christian Holocaust going on here. Now we have ISIS there in Mosul. They've got roughly 25,000 Christians. And they don't have any choices. Here's their choice. Well, you can pay a tax, whatever tax it is that they want at the time. You can leave the city. Or you can convert to Islam, or you can die. And that's it. That's what you got. Well, they've had people that said, okay, well, we're going to leave. So they try to leave. However, ISIS stops them, and they rob them. They take their jewelry, take their money, take their clothing, take their cars, take everything that they have. So, yeah, you got a choice. You can leave, all right, but you're going to leave with absolutely nothing. I just wonder if Michelle's going to get out her little magic marker and make another hashtag poster and tweet it. Think she's going to do something about that, about the Christians being murdered? And they're killing a lot of them over there. A lot of them they can't even find anymore. Well, if they can't find them, obviously they're dead. I think it's safe to assume they're dead. ISIS doesn't care. They'll kill Muslims. They'll kill anybody. They're going to kill anybody who's not exactly like them. And if you're not Muslim enough, well, then you got to die. You got to die. It's all in the name of Allah. Well, a lot of these Christians can't afford to leave. And if they do, well, anything that they have is going to be taken away from them. Rob them blind. Those that argue, well, they get their heads cut off. And we want to facilitate weapons into the hands of these people. And Mrs. Boehner wants to have a lawsuit over the Defense of Marriage Act. I mean, can you see where the craziness is here? Am I the only one who can see the just absolute just craziness? I mean, this is crazy. It's insane. It's unthinkable. It's unheard of. Somebody would have told me this, man, when I was in high school, that this crap would have happened. No, get the hell out of here. Come on. We're never going to do that. And so after 9/11, if anybody would have told me that our country would have facilitated the very people who killed 3,000 of our people, facilitated a weapons transfer with these people, made sure that they had very heavy weaponry. I would have never believed it. And that was what? 13 years ago, 14 years ago. I'd have never believed it. But here it is. We're living it. It's right now. It's real. This stuff isn't fake. It's not made up. This is stuff isn't from The Onion. This is real stuff. And we got a Speaker of the House who wants to take the president to court over the Defense of Marriage Act. Yeah, that'll get him to follow the Constitution. How about him deserting his post? How about him facilitating weapons into the hands of the Mexican drug cartels, which he is now allowing to cross our border, along with the El Salvadorian tribes, the MS-13, which is the worst, as far as all the information that I've been privy to. This is supposed to be the absolute most villainous. I mean, they're basically Hispanic ISISs, is what they are. They are the Hispanic Al-Qaeda. And we are allowing these people to come into our country. Well, terrorists should never be allowed to come into our country. Any one of these terrorists that we capture, no. You can bring them to Guantanamo. That's as far as they get to America. This is sacred ground, man. America is sacred soil. It should be, anyway. It is to me. You don't desecrate sacred soil by allowing somebody like a terrorist, somebody from Al-Qaeda, Hamas, ISIS, whatever terrorist organization, they're all the same. Pick any name you want to, they're all the same. They should never be allowed to step one foot on American soil, period. That's just plain disrespectful, allowing somebody like that to put their dirty feet on our clean soil. That's pathetic. Farthest they get is Guantanamo Bay. You don't want to bring them to Guantanamo Bay? Well, then kill them on the battlefield and let the goddamn rats eat them. That's me. That's me. Well, speaking of holocausts, get this. Oh, God, this one, you're going to like this. This is California for you. I got two stories back-to-back on California. Well, I've been going to California for as long as I can remember. It's always been crazy. It's always been nuts. I do like California, but it's crazy. The people are nuts. All my cousins have moved out. I think I've only got a couple of friends left there anymore. All my relatives, they moved out. They can't take it anymore. A lot of people are moving out of California. California, eighth graders, eighth grade. What are you, 14 years old? Well, they denied the Holocaust in their little essays after reading required propaganda. These are your schools. You cannot take your child to a public school anymore. You can't take your child to a hospital. You can't take your child to school. You can't take your child to the cops. God only knows what they're going to do to them. I mean, what the hell is going on in this country? That's why I've been playing Eve of Destruction. We are on the Eve of Destruction. I know Eve of Destruction. I know we've been on, human beings have been on the Eve of Destruction since the beginning of time. But what's going on here right now is an overload. Much more than I think, much more in my lifetime. This is much more than I've ever had to experience in my lifetime. Now, I don't remember Vietnam as well as a lot of people, but I do remember Vietnam as a kid. There's a lot of crazy stuff that went on with that stupid war, too. But what's going on here, this is too much. This is an overload. And it's not just what's going on here in America. It's going on all over the planet. In this so-called New World Order, A lot of this is all just a product of it. That New World Order, first of all, is going to be nothing but a New World War. The Chinese think that they're going to be in control of the world once this New World Order is finally implemented. Me personally, I think it will be implemented, but I don't see it lasting for, well, how long it's going to last, I don't know. But this New World Order is going to create nothing but a New World War. Because once you have one group in power, you've always got another group or groups that they want the power. So it is impossible to have a successful and effective one government rule over the planet. It will never happen. It'll be implemented, but you're going to have nothing but war. You're going to have every country in a civil war, several civil wars within every country. Not only that, you're going to have a world war. Everybody wants the power. But we don't need to go down that road. We've got the borders. We've got the borders that are set right now. Everybody stay on their border. They want to cross the border and they want to come over. Okay, well, they can do it by that particular border's rules, regulations, their laws. And if you don't respect their rules, regulations, and their laws and their ways of life, you've got no business crossing the border. Well, back in April, a school district in Southern California required several hundred 8th grade English class students. Unbelievable. To write essays based on bizarre material about whether the Holocaust really happened or was it just propaganda tool that was used for political and monetary gain. Let me tell you something about that Holocaust. It was real. My neighbors were a part of it. They escaped. And they were German. It wasn't just Jews that were involved in that Holocaust, even though they got the brunt of it. The Russians came pretty close, but not near as many as the Jews. They did kill a lot of Russians. They also killed a lot of their own. They killed millions of their own. Exactly how many millions of Germans killed, we'll never be able to know. There's no way to figure it out. I don't care if it's one. You put one Jew in the oven, that's enough. Doesn't matter whether it was 6 million or not. The number's irrelevant. What is relevant is the act. The act was real. The act actually happened. Unless my neighbors were lying to me when they told me they had to escape and learn how to beg in several different languages all across Europe before they finally made it to the United States, I got no reason to doubt them. Why would they make that up? I don't know. Why would anybody make up something like that? I don't know. Only people who don't want to admit that it happened are going to make something like that up. Why do they want to admit that it didn't happen? I don't know. Maybe because they might have to be sympathetic with somebody? I don't know. I thought all these lefties, I thought you were all peace and love. I don't see any peace and love from the left. I see nothing but hate and discontent. Well, before apologizing profusely, well, what does that mean? No. Apologizing profusely? Something like this? No. Apology doesn't cut it. His name is Muhammad Z. Islam. That's his name, Muhammad Islam. This is the interim superintendent of the Rialto Unified School District, who initially defended the assignment. Of course he did. He's a radical lefty. That's how they all are in California. They do have some conservatives in California. Well, not anymore, because all my cousins moved out. But there were conservatives in California. I thought Daryl Issa was conservative. He likes to act conservative from time to time, but you did break my heart, Mr. Issa. When you voted to allow this president to get an open checkbook until 2015, I don't care why you did it. I don't care why you did it. Just so you could tell the president that he screwed up. Hey, look, we said this wasn't going to work, and he did it. You vote against something so you can, or you vote for something so you can vote against it. And what the hell is the point of that? You don't do that. You know the law is going to get passed. You voted for cloture. You vote for cloture, you vote for the bill. It's just the way it is. I don't respect politicians that do that. And I would love to respect you again, Mr. Issa, but I'm sorry, but I can't give any more free passes out. I'm sorry. I'm all out of free passes. I don't have any more. I've looked. I've looked in all my pockets. I've looked in all my drawers. I have no more free passes. So I can't give you one. I can't give any one of these guys a free pass anymore. And Mr. Gowdy, you're running dangerously close for me taking away my pass to you. You're running dangerously close. Don't screw this. Do not screw this thing up. And if it means that you're going to have to fight with Mr. Boehner, Mr. Gowdy, you're going to have to stand up and say, wait a minute, this committee's going in the wrong direction. You're going to have to stand up and fight. And if he fires you, then you're doing your job. But don't let John Boehner bully you, Mr. Gowdy. For God's sakes, the American people can't afford this. We should not have another committee on Benghazi. We need an impeachment hearing on Benghazi. That's what we need. President's upstairs going over his little fundraising speech, getting update. Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, where's she? Oh, that's right, she went home. I guess she was getting updates, too. I wonder what she was doing at home. Secretary of State is at home. Our embassy is on fire. Our men are being attacked. Our ambassador's being raped with a cattle prod. Our Secretary of State is at home. Our president's in the Oval Office getting updates. And Valerie Goebbels and the dude are on the phone with YouTube. Unbelievable. And our so-called Speaker of the House wants a lawsuit. A lawsuit. Well, I want an impeachment hearing. That's what I want. That's what the American people not only want, but deserve. This man deserve, the American people deserve to have their president removed from office for the violations and the crimes that this man has committed, not only against the American people, but against our way of life, our Constitution. Just the basic laws of nature. You're attacked. You defend yourself. But he didn't. He allowed the attack to continue. That's treason. If you allow your enemy to attack or you allow the enemy to continue their attack, that is treason. That's aiding and abetting the enemy. Again, we used to shoot people for treason. Well, I'm not asking for a firing squad. I'm only asking for an impeachment. I don't think I'm asking for too much. That's not asking for too much. That's asking for responsibility. I know, there I go with that R word. What a horrible word, responsibility. You can't have that. Come on. Come on with that dirty talk. You got a filthy mouth. Common sense, responsibility, Constitution. God, you're disgusting. Ah! Well, after a wave of criticism, the stupid intendant promised to assure that any references to the Holocaust not occurring would be stricken from the future assignments. Well, why would you put it in there in the first damn place, you idiot? Now the Los Angeles Daily News has completed an in-depth investigation into the PDF files of the actual essays the students wrote. Turns out, that the school district was flat wrong. Really? No. School district being wrong? No, they're educators. They're never wrong. They're like the government. Well, they were flat wrong when it claimed that students wrote essays denying the Holocaust. At least 50 students, at least, either denied or expressed doubt that the Holocaust happened. Now, why are we teaching this crap in our schools? Huh? Why are we teaching this? I don't understand this. I don't understand all this hatred towards Israel. Okay, Israel's not perfect. All right. Neither is the United States. Neither is Liechtenstein. Why don't we attack Liechtenstein? As far as I know, Israel just wants to live in peace. Well, they're never going to live in peace. They're living in an area where everyone around them hates them. So we've got to hate them too? Okay, yeah, there are a lot of people. You can say whatever you want to, all the stereotypes. Yeah, there's a lot of stereotypes of a lot of races, a lot of people. Human beings. But why do we got to hate them? I don't know. Again, I can't figure out any of this crap. None of this stuff, my brain can't process any of this crap. I don't get it. But yet here it is. It's reality. It's real. It exists. Unlike global warming, this stuff is real. Maybe if some of these teachers were to have rockets fired into their home on a daily basis, maybe they might have a different outlook on what the hell's going on in the goddamn world. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know, just a suggestion. Just a point. I believe the event was fake, according to one student. I believe the event was fake. The event was exaggerated. The event? Whoa, wait a minute, what event? This is what this kid, 14 years old, calls this event. An event? No. An event? No. When you take a group of people, you throw them in a ghetto, until you decide it's time to put them on a boxcar, you take them to whichever concentration camp is open at the time, is going to take them. There were several of them. It wasn't just Auschwitz. They were all over Europe. There was a lot of them. A lot of them. So you take these Jews, you put them in a ghetto, you starve them, you mistreat them, you make them wear a big star on their chest, you give them a tattoo, then you pick and choose which ones are going to get on the boxcar. They go to their concentration camp. Now, they either go to work until they die, or they go into a little chamber where the gas is turned on, and they choke to death. And you're going to call that an event? But that's not an event, you little idiot. What a little ass. He's probably got asses for parents, too. He's an ass, his parents are asses, and every one of his damn teachers are asses. This is pathetic. What the hell is the matter with this country? You cannot send your kid to a public school. If you send your child to a public school, you deserve to have a stupid child. Because that's exactly what you're going to get. You're going to get a stupid child. We don't need any more stupid people in this country. We've got too many of them. Then you got one Holocaust-denying middle schooler. He says, I felt that was strong enough evidence to persuade me the event was a hoax. Again, with the word event. Wonder where they got that word event from. Perhaps their teacher? Perhaps their teacher used the word event? Is that where they got that from? How can you call something like taking a whole bunch of people and putting them in an oven, alive and dead? How can you call that an event? How can you call putting people in a gas chamber and let them choke to death? How can you call that an event? How can you call working people to death? No food, no water, no respite, nothing. They work until they die. How can you call that an event? An event? No, an event is like a rock concert or a county fair. That's an event. This is not an event. An event? God, this is your public schools. This is you are paying these teachers to put this kind of filth into your child's heads. And if they don't get it into their heads, they fail them. They won't let them graduate high school because they don't have enough propaganda in them, because they rejected the propaganda. You don't have a problem with that? You really want to send your child to a public school today? Well, you send your kid to a public school, they turn into an idiot. You send your kid to a hospital, well, they turn into a ward of the state. See, they don't want you having children. They want to control the children. You're the parent. You don't have any control of your child. It's right here, Agenda 21. New World Order. Sustainable Development. Call it whatever the hell you want. It's the same stuff. It's the same thing. And you got several little, you got that Council on Foreign Relations. That's all part of it. Trilateral Commission. That's all part of it. Little sub-agencies. It's Marxism, communism, tyranny. That's all it is. Total domination over the planet. That's all it is. Well, right here, the green goal, family unit, not sustainable. Can you imagine? I mean, how do you come up with this crap? How can you possibly think that the family unit is not sustainable? Well, if it wasn't for the family unit, human beings would have never evolved into the species we are today. But now, all of a sudden, family units is not sustainable. And you're paying. You are paying out of your money. You're paying these teachers to teach this crap, to put this absolute filth. It is filth. It is filth into their heads. And these little asses are buying it. They're just going to grow up to be a bigger ass. This is pathetic. Well, parents, you got to start taking an interest in your child. Do you not care about your children? If you don't care about your children, give them up. There's plenty of parents out there that can't have. I mean, there's plenty of married couples out there. There's plenty of people out there, whether they're married or not, that would love the opportunity to raise a child. So if you don't care about your child, give the child up to someone who will take care of it, who will love it, who will appreciate it, who will teach it properly. God Almighty. You did well using the evidence to support your claim. That's what the teacher praised, that one student that I just read. You did well using the evidence to support your claim. What evidence? What evidence? What evidence? Now, I've seen a lot of old film from back then. Had Eisenhower there. They had all these generals. They had the Russians. I've seen it all. I've watched countless hours of military film from the very moment that they got there, the very moment that they got to these concentration camps and saved these people. Piles and piles of bones, skulls. Piles of them. The stench must have been just absolutely atrocious. They did burn people in those ovens. they did gas them. You ever seen any of the pictures with the fingernail claws all down these chambers? That stuff is real. The Holocaust was real. You cannot deny the Holocaust. And for you as a teacher to praise your student, to deny the Holocaust as saying you did well using the evidence to support your claim? I mean, this is some sick, twisted stuff, man. Public schools, your public schools, you pay for these teachers. You pay for them for this crap. This is what you're paying for. This is pathetic. Well, if you've got a child in Southern California that had this happen to him, you need to get your ass down to that public school and start chewing some asses here. Start cracking some heads. You got to take an interest in your child. Well, they also not only were talking about this fake Holocaust, but they were also at the same time reading the Diary of Anne Frank, which, by the way, they have claimed Diary of Anne Frank. Anne Frank was a hoax. Well, Anne Frank was not a hoax. That was one of my first plays I ever did. It was a Diary of Anne Frank. I played the father. I even used my cat. It was my own cat in the play. The Holocaust was not a hoax. And if you really believe it was a hoax, then there's no help for you. You are a stupid, stupid individual. Go into the garage, find the dullest instrument that you can find, and use it to chop your head off. That's about all you're worth. You have no business. No business talking to me. I don't want to listen to this nonsense. And I'm sick and tired of hearing this crap. Especially in our public schools. Our public schools. Now, I grew up in the school district. I didn't believe a lot of that crap when I was a little kid. That was in the early 70s. It was bogus then, and it's bogus now. I grew up in the school district. All my mom's friends were teachers. My neighbors, for God's sakes. My freaking neighbors. Right across the street. Ah, oh, Mrs. Boxberger, your son. Oh, God. Here I go. I couldn't get away with it. I couldn't get away with anything. No matter what I did, I was going to get in trouble. All my mom's friends, all my teachers were my mom's friends. My mom worked in the same school. I grew up in the school district. I know the mentality of a teacher. I know their mentality. I know how they think. I know how they act. I know what they say. I know what they do. I know these people. And it's time to put an end to them. They're getting worse and worse and worse. It used to be when I went to school, look, Russia was not a country that you praised, not a country that you supported. Now, oh, hey, Russia, Russia, Russia. China, China, China. Why do people gravitate towards tyranny? Well, it's fear. It's fear of they might have to actually be held accountable and responsible for their own actions, their own life, and they don't want that. That's a scary feeling. See, because if you are held accountable and responsible, that means if something goes wrong, no one else can be blamed but you. They don't like that. People don't like that. I don't want the blame on me. I'll give all the onus to the government. I'll let the government have the responsibility and the accountability. So that way I don't have to have it. So if something ever goes wrong, hey, it's not my fault. It's the government's fault. I'm in the clear. I don't have any guilt. That's a coward. That is a coward. If you allow yourself to be suckered into tyranny, you are a coward. Not only are you a coward, but you are a stupid, stupid individual, which makes you incredibly dangerous. This world we can't handle any more danger. We don't need any more tyranny. I don't understand why people are afraid of freedom. What is wrong with it? I don't know. Nothing. I can't see anything wrong with it. It's a beautiful thing. And it's okay to be responsible. So what if you screw up? Okay, fine. Look, I screw up all the time, man. I mean, I can't get away with it. I'm always screwing something up. And if you've ever listened to this show here, you know you heard me screw up. I probably screwed up I don't know how many times tonight, right? I'm still alive. I didn't get hurt. I didn't bleed. I don't feel any pain. I don't get this crap. I just, my brain cannot process it. Also in California now, if you think that isn't bad enough, get a load of this. You know they've had these droughts in California, which liberals now, they seem to think, well, oh my God, California's got a drought? Oh, global warming, global warming, global warming. No, California means drought. I've been going to California my whole life since as long as I can remember, and California's always been in a drought. It's just part of California. But when you're blocking water supply to save some stupid smell, well, you're going to make the drought a lot worse. This drought is perpetrated by the EPA and no one else. That's right, EPA. You perpetrated this drought. Well, get a load of this now. They got a family who was complying by the laws. Now, when I was a kid, you could never get water in a California restaurant. You had to ask for it. It was a big to-do. You couldn't water your lawn. Well, this family now, their lawn turned brown. Yeah, that happens in the summertime. When you don't water your lawn will turn brown. Well, they got a citation here. Says that they got to get their lawn green because it's an eyesore. Well, you're not allowed to water your lawn. And if you do water your lawn, you get a fine. So if you water your lawn, you get a fine. If you don't water your lawn, you get a fine. So I guess the bottom line is you get a fine. This is California. This is California. I mean, no wonder my cousins moved out. California is a beautiful place to live. There's a lot of beautiful places in California. It is. The beaches are gorgeous. I like the desert areas. I like everything. I like mountains. I love the mountains. I love the ocean. I like nature. I can find beauty in any part of nature, even in Ohio, which I have been to Ohio, which it is a pit. Cleveland. You can still find beautiful places in Ohio. You can find beautiful places even in New Jersey, of all places. New Jersey. Go figure that one out. But there are, look, there's beautiful places all over the world. You just have to open your eyes. Beauty anywhere you go if you open your eyes. There's also ugly wherever you go if you open your eyes. You have to not only be able to see the beauty, but you have to be able to see the ugly. I believe you can't appreciate the beauty until you've seen the ugly. And it's okay to see the ugly. It's okay to combat the ugly. It's not okay to combat the beauty. And that's all we have for tonight. I want to thank everybody listening here, everybody on their smartphones. Iggy Mom, thanks for listening. I know a lot of you on your smartphones, you don't get the chat room. Maybe you might want to take an opportunity once in a while to join the chat room. Might have a good time. But all those that are going to download later, I want to thank everybody for being a part of this program. Without you, I wouldn't be here, you wouldn't be here. So thank you very much, and we will see you back here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody.